Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, April 14th, and we had a breezy weekend. Had a mix of sun and clouds with a few sprinkles, especially yesterday. Today turned out to be the nicer of the 2 days, but we do have a cold front. It's making its way through right now. There is actually some severe weather off to our north and west. And there is a good deal of shear with this, but not a lot of instability. So not expecting a heck of a lot as this reaches the coast. This is the time of year where, of course, due to the cooler ocean waters, thunderstorms tend to fall apart and weaken as they approach the coastal plain. And tonight is going to be not much different than you'd expect. Now, Monday, believe it or not, is actually looking like the warmest day of the week, even though we're going to be behind a cold front. Sometimes this happens in spring. We'll get into a decent westerly wind. We'll see 10 to 15 mile per hour steady with gusts up to 25 in the afternoon. The downsloping is actually going to propel temperatures into the mid-70s, and most areas will be good for at least reaching near 70 with the west wind. The ocean flow is not going to be as much of a factor. And Monday night, we will see the cold advection increase, so we'll be down in the upper 40s by the time you wake up Tuesday morning, so that's a little bit of a swing, and we'll keep the northwest breeze. Now, Tuesday, we'll have high pressure in place. We'll be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s. Still nice, though, with a light northwest flow. And Tuesday night, we'll fall back into the low 50s. Now, we're going to watch a storm, rather large storm, in the Rockies right now, consolidate in the midsection of the country and ultimately move into the western lakes. So what that's going to mean for our weather, it doesn't look like we're going to get our weekly dousing this week, but we are going to get into some gloom and doom. So Wednesday, we'll see skies turn mostly cloudy, and we'll have a warm front develop just south of us. So we'll be in the low 60s with about a 40% chance of afternoon showers. And Wednesday night, showers will continue. We'll have lows in the upper 40s. Now, Thursday, rain is likely, especially in the morning. And highs are just going to be in the mid-50s. We'll even see a little wave of low pressure form along the warm front. And Thursday night, we'll keep things showery. We'll have lows in the upper 40s. We're going to have the occluded front from that system gradually make its way towards the East Coast by Friday. And even though it's going to be weakening, it is going to be going parallel to the flow aloft. So we'll have scattered showers through the day. Highs will be in the low 60s. And that'll continue Friday night and even into Saturday, with lows dropping down into the upper 40s Friday night. We should finally turn nice by Sunday. So we've got kind of a gloomy stretch, really, from Wednesday afternoon right into at least part of Saturday. But such is spring in New York. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.